Prayer for When Grief Makes Praying Hard by Kimberly Carroll, read by Leah Martin. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18. What happens when grief makes praying hard? When prayers of surrender feel the sting of fear? What happens when worry whispers, "But what if God takes them too?" Or when prayers of praise are layered with anger and disappointment underneath? When prayers that once flowed with ease now feel sucked dry and empty of words? Or when God's peace once kept your heart at ease, but now He suddenly feels absent and unreachable? What can we do when the weight of it all feels crushing, but people expect you to be okay because you know Jesus? These are all feelings and questions with which the grieving often wrestle. For those fighting to hold on to their faith, this pressure to suppress the darker side of grief can trigger enormous guilt. I'm a Christian. I'm not supposed to be afraid. I'm not supposed to doubt God's provision. I'm supposed to be stronger than this. Heartbroken from loss and ashamed of wrestling spiritually, grief can make even genuine believers feel alone and separated from God. If this is you today, you have my deepest empathy. Please know that you are not alone. Coping with loss is inexplicably hard. If you find praying difficult in the presence of grief, may these words encourage you to let go of your guilt, take off your mask, and just breathe in the love of God for a moment. You don't have to be perfect here. You just have to be real. Let's pray together. Jesus, my pain is so deep. My anger is fierce. My fear is crippling. And then in the midst of all these emotions, numbness sets in. I struggle to know how to pray or where to begin. So I'm going to remind myself of truth. I know you are here with me in my grief. I know you're mending the brokenness in ways I can't always see. Lord, hold me in your arms. Take this pain and help me bear it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.